Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, Driving Out Demons.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest. But finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, he finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. On this occasion, when Jesus cast out a demon, some of the crowd said that he cast out demons by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of devils. Others asked for a sign. But Luke tells us that Jesus knew their thoughts, and he challenged them. In his response to them, he tells them that if it is by the finger of God that he drives out demons, then this is the sign that the kingdom of God has come upon them. The first part of this passage is rather clear. But I have often wondered about the second part of this passage, where Jesus says that when an unclean spirit goes out of someone, after roaming about, searching for a rest, it returns to the place from which it was driven. And when it returns, it finds the house swept clean and brings back seven other spirits to move in. During a conversation with a friend about this very passage, a new insight emerged for me. We are told that the house was swept clean, but seemingly empty. There was no sign of preparing the place for a new inhabitant. The person who had been possessed may have only been interested in getting relief from the pain and torture inflicted by the demon. When the pain was gone, the person had no other desire, no other purpose or goal. For example, a person who is addicted to drugs seeks help and is successful in overcoming the addiction to drugs. The demon is gone and leaves an empty house, so to speak. If the person does not take steps to to fill that empty space with other concerns, like reaching out to help others, or enrolling in classes which will build up his person and prepare him or her for a better job. If the person surrounds himself with people who are not dealing with the demon of addiction, trying to avoid the temptation to use drugs again, then one could say that person is filling the empty house with furnishings for guests who will be helpful, who will contribute to that person's peace and happiness. When we are battling our demons and we ask God to free us from them, we are called to take responsibility to do what we can and use this freedom to make choices that will fill our lives with meaning. When we pray for deliverance from some evil, some pain, and our prayer is answered, are we grateful? Do we make a conscious effort to give thanks, to realize our weakness, and take steps to avoid making the same mistake? Do we realize that God desires to be the center of our lives, to truly be the welcome guest of our souls? Dear gracious God, giver of all good gifts, today I wish to thank you in a special way for all the times you have driven demons from my house. Help me to fill my house with concern for others. Help me to welcome you more completely into my life. Come, Lord, be the constant guest of my soul. Amen. Thank you.